Sunday the 19th of April, Kofhei Nissen, Rabbi Reuven Atlas, Bedina Kaviusa Demona.
Good morning, Adut Avach. The Olam I can see is holding by Shachris still. I'm holding by Mincha. I would like to learn a Mitzvah Hashem. A Chidush, B'inyon Kaviusa Demona, to being Kaveya a Keli for my Mincha. The Hakdoma is, it's a Mitzvah Hashem, we should all be Zeicha together, Mitzvah Hashem, B'mheiro V'yomeinu, that it's going to be Nageya on any particular morning. I want to bring a Korban. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam has said that we don't stam bring Korbonos Azeh. A korban is a kiyum of a neder. A yid macht a neder to bring a korban oila, if one can afford so. And lower down the scale, if one can't afford so, a yid makes a neder to bring a korban mincha. And the Torah says, psukim in parshas tzav, that the way I've got a choice of five different types of four or five different types of menachos, my mincha which I can bring, for sure it's going to contain flour and oil, but it can be baked either in a machvas, a shallow pan, a macheshes, a deep pan. It can be maifa tanor straight in the oven, either in chaschalas or a kikin, or I can just bring a raw mincha. Whichever way I bring my mincha, the oifen of bringing a mincha is I'm going to make a neder. I'm going to make a neder, theoretically one morning, ha-harei olai mincha, and then I will have to, then I'll be mchuyuv, to be mashlim that neder, and to bring that korban mincha, which I was mechayev on myself, with a neder. That's the Hakdoma. Dvorim Pshutim. I'd like to learn, what about if there's a... We always change our minds. What if there's a Shinui Das? What type of Shinui Das? The Shinui Das, as mentioned in the Mishnah, in Menachos Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis. I refer you to, it's double-sided, so you can choose which side you want to follow. It's the Mishnah side, but it's always the same thing, don't worry. It says in the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis, Hoime, here he is making his neder, Harei Olai Mincha, and he says, B'machvas, Harei Olai B'machvas. This person has a particular rotzon, he wants to bring his mincha in a machavas, in a shallow, fried in a shallow pan. That's his neder. He changes his mind in between, making the neder and bringing it, because the Mishnah says, Ve'evi b'macheshes. He brought that historian of Soiles in a deep, it was fried in a deep pan, it's a different type of mincha. Or the other way round, b'macheshes ve'evi b'machvas. The Mishnah says, Mashe Hevi Hevi. He's brought a kosher mincha. There's nothing possible about his mincha, but it's going to cost him another mincha. He's not yotzi his neder, because a mincha has to be a kiyum of a neder, and he didn't bring as he was not a, or he was his neder, he's not yotzi, but he brought a kosher mincha. But, says the Mishnah, Zulahovi b'machvas, he has this particular amount of flour in front of him, and it's koveya, zu, that flour, b'machvas, v'hevi b'macheshes, or b'macheshes, v'hevi b'machvas, hari zu psula, it was koveya, that flour has to be a machvas, I can't do it any other way round. That's the Mishnah in Menachos Kuf Beis on the base, where there's a shinui das, after having made the neder. Let's go straight to the Gemara. Mamish, the last line on Daf Kuf Beis on the base. The Mishnah quotes, Gemara quotes, Zulahovi Machlas, yeah, Omer Abaye. So last four lines on the Omer. For Omer Abaye, Lo Shonu. What case is Abaye going on? So Rashi says there straight away, the last Rashi on the Omer. Lo Shonu, if he said Zu, he's covered that particular flower, Lohovi B'machvas, V'hevi b'machesheis, it's psula. That halacha, the second halacha we learnt in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says it's posul, says Abaye lo shonu el shakova on b'sha'as neder. That's when he was kuveya, fixed the keli, when he said machlas at the time when he made his neder. When he said the neder, hari zu b'machlas. That's the neder. And when he made the neder, he was kuveya b'machlas. So then, if you bring it to the macheshes, posul. Avol b'shas hafrosha. If he was kuveya the keli, not when he made the neder, we'll explain the case in a minute, but not when he made the neder, was he kuveya the keli? He was kuveya which keli to bring the minchah in a little bit later. Avol b'shas hafrosha. Then Abaye says, loy. Then the din is, and if he changes it later to a macheshes, loy. Then it's not possible anymore, and it's still kosher. Because the din of kavius of the mono, of the kaveh the keli, says Abaye is only when he was kaveh the keli at the time when he made the original neder. Avol b'shas hafrosha loy, based on a posuk, it's a drosha gemura. Kasher hafrato, v'lo kasher hafrashto. The posuk says, Motzis of a sechot tishma v'tisa, kasher nodato. Kasher nodato, v'lo kasher hafrashto. So what exactly is the case that Abaye is coming to exclude? Rashi. Avol b'shas hafrosha, end of the first line on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Avol b'shas hafrosha, the b'shas neder, loy oma, harei olai minchas stam. He just said when he made the neder, first thing in the morning, I want to be a korban today, he says, oh, harei olai mincha. He doesn't say which keli. U'b'shas hafrosha, later on in the afternoon, he's been to the flour mill, he's got his Isorin of Soiles, now he's going to actually separate it, and sort it out, at the time of hafrosha. Then he says, V'kova'ah, it's kova'ah, now he says, oh, zoo, this flour I've now purchased, ovi l'shem neder, that neder I made this morning, I will bring it as a machavas. So he's kovea the keli later, b'shas hafrosha. So then Abaye says, if he changes his mind, even though he said what shas time of hafrosha, oh, I'll bring in the machvas. And then the maestro, 10 minutes later, says, no, machvas. No problem. Even though he said zu. Because there's no din kavius mona at the time of hafrosha. That's Abaye's chiddush. Fret the svas emes. The minas svara. Abaye is a pele. The din is a pele. Kashe nodat of lo kashe hifrashto. Okay, I understand it's not that the time when he made his original neder. But tepuk le fret the svas emes. Now b'shas hafrosh, he says, right, this flower I'm going to use to b'yotzi my neder's stam this morning. I'll bring it to the machlas. It's a new neder. It's a brand new neder. What's the pshat in the whole din? Kashe no dat of a lo kashe hifrashto. When is mafreshit going to Rashi says mufurish, v'oma, zuovi l'shem neder b'machvas. That neder I made this morning, this I'll now bring in a machvas. It's a naya neder. How can you be mamayin that from kashe no dat of a lo kashe hifrashto? This is a kashe no dat. This is a brand new neder. So who cares if I didn't make the one there? I made a stump this morning. Now typically for the fact that Sasemes is a nine neder. What's the pshat in the whole drosha? Kashi no dat of lo kashi hifrashed.
Why does it refer to the
neder
he made this morning?
It does. He's referring to the neder he made this morning. It's a new neder.
It's adding on.
Any time
he said.
Oh, you're right, it's adding on, but why? Well, that addition is a neder. Whenever a person is motzi sufosecho, is motzi b'sufosayim, zu ovi, b'toras korban, that is the neder. Whenever anybody says
it. Of the neder, Rashi is now talking about.
But Rashi learns.
The neder, it's executed the neder, what he did previously.
But Fetus Fasem is any hoitzas dibur. Even if it's regarding and touching up, you're right, it's touching up the neder I made this morning.
Yeah,
but it's a dibur. And any dibur to bring is a neder.
But not in Erchaz's neder, it's a dibur.
But a dibur to bring a korban, and a choira, and a dibur to be mafarish, a previous neder to add on to my data, a hold it back. It's not a new letter. But it's a letter! It's a chilek, it's a perush of its theoretical letter. So what's the whole pshat in the whole drosha? Kashi no dato, no kashi efrashno. Dot is a chilek from kashi no dato. Dot shrek the srasemis. Yeah. Yeah. Before we try an answer to kashi from the srasemis, let's go back just a little bit. Let's go to this, I'm going to go over the halacha again, just for my own clarity. The first halacha in the Mishnah. Ha'imeh, haray olai b'machras, he brings it in a macheshes, so the Tanakhama says, he's masha hevi, kosher korban, v'dei chayvosa le'yotzav, he's not yotzi his chiyuv, he hasn't fulfilled his neder. There's a man d'oma who argues with the Tanakhama. He's not there in the Mishnah, but three lines from the bottom of the Omud, he's quoted in a Brisa. Tomer Abonon, Ma Shehevi Hevi, Kosher Amincha, Videi Nidroi Lo Yotza, he's not Yotzi, he's Kolba, he's not Yotzi, he's Neder, Rebbe Shimon Oimeh, Af Yidei Nidroi Nami Yotza, he's Yotzi, he's Neder. Even though he made a neder to bring his korban in a machvas, and he brought it in a macheshes, his yotzi is neder. Phew! That's the shit of Reb Shimon. Rashi explains off and on. Reb Shimon holds, kiriusa domono lav milsi. There's no such din, there's no din of being kiver omono. You can't do it. There's no din kiriusa domono. Rabbi Shimon needs a biur. Why isn't there a din of kavius demona? If a yid makes a neder, hari alai b'machras, are those words b'machras is a bracha of atzala? What's the chelik from his neder? How can you be yotzi if you don't bring it in the machras? You bring it in the macheshes. Rabbi Shimon himself needs a biur. Yeah. So on daf gimel amud aleph in Menachos, in the sefer Taras HaKodesh, Taras HaKodesh says, as he says, when a person makes a neder to bring a mincha, really, all he's thinking about is to bring a mincha. So it's a Taras HaKodesh, even if a person is hari lai b'mincha b'machavas, doesn't really, it's not really makbid on machvas. He just remembers, oh yeah, Shnei Tintayra, one of the Kenyan was a machvas. It's not makbid on the machvas. He didn't mean it. And if he brings in the macheshes, is Yotzi. Yeah, you can understand such a halacha. In the Dorim, the halacha is we need piv v'liboy shovin. Even if he said machlas, that doesn't necessarily become part of the neder, unless he meant it believe. And so the Taras HaKodesh, it's an undana, it's Shem Shalom B'Zeicher. If you ever say hari alai machlas, don't mean it. We just mean hari alai mincha. And we're not makbid whether it's a machlas or not. Don't state and say for Taras HaKodesh. Now, that would explain Reb Shimon. Kavusa Domona, Lav Milsi. People don't mean it. Yet, the Shittim Mekubetzis, there, and Av Gimel Omed Aleph, Vais Tuchais Nishla Zeyvi Taras HaKodesh. That's a go through the Loshon, the Shittim Mekubetzis, Av Gimel Omed Aleph, says Azay, to explain Reb Shimon. Alma, Kavusa Domona, Lav Klumhu, Perush, Masha Odom Kavea Mona Befeh, that which a person with orally is kovea, a keli, ein zekvius, that's the dimpius, lav milsi, favos, ki a keli yikva, kesha hamincha besoichoi. I haven't seen the favos, I don't understand it b'chlal. But one thing I do see there, is that it's not an umdana, he didn't mean it. It's clear from the Shittu Mekubetzis, it's a halacha. The halacha is that Rabbi Shimon halt, ein zekvius, only a keli can be kovea when you put the flour into it. But there is no din kviusa domono, according to Reb Shimon, there's no halacha, b'shas neder, when you're motzi b'peh, that's not kovea domono. We're back to square one. What's pshat in Reb Shimon?
Pardon? The keli shows what he meant.
Keli shows what he meant, but Shaila is what's pshat in Reb Shimon. He says what he meant, and I thought there's a halacha of Nadorim. If you say machvas, you mean machvas. So why isn't it kuvea when he makes a neder on a machvas? What's the pshat in Reb Shimon? Actually, we can say hazeh. Let's just say one day, Netz Shem Shlo Bizeiche. A person decides he wants to bring a mincha in Beis HaMikdash. So he says, Hari alai mincha. But I don't want my kmitz of my mincha to be done by any old kohen. I want Yankul Kohen from down the road. And if not Yankul Kohen, I don't want to bring a mincha. Now, it's B'chol HaTorah Kula. We've got a halacha of a tnai. A person can make a tnai. But if you're going to, if we're going to look at Hilchos Tanoim, we've got to talk about tnai kofel, we've got to talk about hein chidin lelav. Over and above the tnai, we have to understand, but what is not a tnai, a condition, but what is the chilek of the neder itself? It's poshut. If a person says, I'd like to bring a mincha, but only Yankul Kohen can do the kmitza, it's poshut that Yankul, only Yankul Kohen can do the kmitza, it's poshut that's not a chilek of nidre hekdesh. When a person makes a neder to bring like a korban oila, so what's his neder? His neder is to bring an animal, the korban oila. He's got a little bit of leeway there. It can be cattle. It can be from the flock. But the Torah never says you can be. I would like my oila, the zrikas dam of my oila, to be done by a kohen. But his punt's got to be 6'2.5 inches tall and with dark hair. Is whether or not he can make a tnai, tnai milsachritzahi, oh, dos the shining hilchot tnai. But that poshut, that's not a chilek of the neder of hektish itself. It's poshut that his yotzi is korban, even if a blonde 5'6" kohen does the srika sadam. It's poshut. And if you don't think it's poshut, I'll prove it's poshut. Tosfos says on their case in Menachos and Daf Kuf Zayin on the base, a case is Hare Olai is making a neder to bring a korban, an animal, and he says black. He wants a black animal. He's not interested that his korban should be a white animal. This is what's called inverse discrimination. He dafka wants a black animal. Vehevi lovon. But then he changes his mind to be politically correct. He wants to bring a white, white korban. Or lovon. Vehevi shachar. In Mishnah state is not yotzi. In Mishnah state is not yotzi. Ah, you're going to ask me, is that Sarai not like me? That Sarai, it seems from the Mishnah, that any zaitika protim, any extraneous detail which he adds into his neder, is nitfas, and becomes a chelek of the neder. Lo yotso, because he bought a black animal instead of a white one. Tosfos, chalukim ktsas, because these are different breeds of animal. It's not just a detail, black cow, not a white cow. It's a difference in breed, says Tosfos. Kadoma perikade nozim perikama. A black animal is lamashli, is particularly superior when it comes to the quality of its skin. Or a sumka, a reddish animal, is particular, has a particular milo when it comes to the bisrei, to the quality of its meat. And a chivron, a white animal, oh, if you want to plow your field, rabbeisai, go for the white animal. Therefore, but the color isn't just an extraneous detail, it's detail, it's not zaitig or protein. It's the color defines a different breed of animal. Then says Tosfos, that's pshat in the Mishnah, therefore he's not yotzi, because that's not exactly the type of cattle that he wanted. But stam, extraneous detail, we give examples, the zrika's got to be done by this particular kohen, or the animal has to have, I don't want it to have a high-pitched bleat, but when it bleats, it's got to be a more mature sort of blowing beat of a bleat of a sheep. These are extraneous detail which got nothing to do with Nidre Hekdesh. And that's what we see clear from Tosfos. So, Bazoi, Efsha Mikan Clara Nazeh. That Menachos, that which the Torah gives us the Roshus, the opportunity to choose, Machvas, Macheshes, Maifatanor, That's begeder. That is not a chelek of the etzem neder shel hektish. That the din of kviyusa demona, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no din kviyusa demona. We ask the kasha, why not? Isn't that a chelek of his neder? The answer is just like we find that the zaitik of protim are not a chelek of the neder. The din machvas, the din macheshes, the toiris kveyas, says the Rabbi Shimon, is not a chelek of the neder. This doat sveita alocha. After you've made your neder, then your mafresh your soilus. You put into a machvas the keli is kovea. You put into a macheshes, the keli is kovea. But there's no din medorim when it comes to the keli. That's pshat in Reb Shimon. That's pshat in Reb Shimon. We've just given a bit of a svara for Reb Shimon. Why isn't it nichal b'toich the neder? We've proven that not everything, not every detail regarding any korban is nichal b'toich the neder. And that's the demona according to Reb Shimon. That's Reb Shimon. Kavius a demona lav milsi. But we hold it with our shtikl Torah is in the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon hold kavius a demona milsihi. They say they nidra lo yotzo. If you hurry alai the machvas, what a machash, it's not yotzi or neder. So I would have thought, that means that they hold that the neder is koilel, the type of keli. No. Even according to Reb Shimon, even according to the Rabbonon be besoid a moider to Reb Shimon, that the kvius of a mono is nishkin chelek from the neder. Just like we've proven from Tosfos, the not every detail regarding a korban is nichlal in the neder. Rabbanon also hold that the kviyus of the mono, although milsehi, it's a naya din. There's a naya din from kviyus of the mono, but not that that is a chelek of the neder. When a person says, therefore, unto Rabbanon, hurry alai b'machvas, the neder is only hurry alai mincha, a mincha stam. He says b'machvas. That is a tzveita din of kviyus keli. But kviyus keli is a new din. It's given to be kovel orally. But it's not medin nadorim. It's not medin nadorim. Rashi says, there on Kuf Gimel on Medalev, I'd like to go through that Rashi again, from the top line of Kuf Gimel on Medalev. He says, the Gemara says, Avoshasaf Rosh Eloi, Abaye said, if you're Koveya the Keli in the Shittas Rabbonon at the time of Hafrosh, not at the time of Neder, then there's no Kvius Keli. Says Rashi, the Bashaas Neda Oma Hare Olai Minchastam Uva Shaas Hafrosha Kova Ova Oma. The Rashi is Madgish. It's a din in Shaas Neda. If you make your din Kvius Mona Bashaas Neda as opposed to Shaas Hafrosha. That the din of Kviyusa de Mono is a din, says Abaye, which we learn from Kasha and the Dart of the Kasha Hifrashto. Kviyusa Mono is a din b'sha'as neder. Not that it's a chilek of the neder, but it's a din that Kviyus Keli you have to make at the time when you make your neder. V'lo Kasha Hifrashto, not at the time when you make your hafrosha. The Sfasem esot gefret, but it's a hemshech from the Fria Dika neder. The Teretz is the Prat of Machvas, or the Prat of Macheshes, was never given to Parshas and the Dorin. The Neder of a Hektish was never Koinel Machvas or Macheshes. There is no Din Neder for Machvas or Macheshes. But to share with you, Meridika Rambam. The Rambam has got a slightly different example, which is from the Mishnah, to explain the halacha, but the yisoid of the halacha is the same. The Rambam Perik Yizayin Hilchos Maaser Korbanos halacha Gihul. The Rambam says, loyko, to explain Abaye, loykov on b'shas haneder. Says the Rambam, he wasn't kover b'shas neder. I'd like to be madish again, b'shas neder. Elo, Omar, Harei Alai Shnei Esreinois. He just said at the time of Neda, I'd like to bring two Esreinois of flour, a double portion, two Esreinois. And he didn't say clearly at the time, he wasn't koveya in one big keli, or in two separate kelim. That's the shayla here of kviyos. Not here, machos macheshes. Is it kviyos of in one keli or in two keli? It's the same yesoid. Ubashas afrosha, says the Rambam, what did he do? Later on, after he's made his neder, what does he do? Cover on. Vehifrishon b'shnei kelim, he separated the flour into two kelim. Changed his mind. V'chozo haviyam b'keli echod. Ksherim. There's no din kviyos mono. His yitz is korban zafilu shenema kasher nodato v'lo kasher hifrashto. There's a slight difference in the Rambam's explanation of Abaye than Rashi's. I'll go through the Rambam again. Lo kovan b'shas neder elo oma hari oharei olai shnei esrenos b'shas afrosha. What did he do b'shas afrosha? Rashi said b'shas afrosha he made a new amira. He said that neder I made this morning. I'll bring it to the machvas. What does the Rambam say? B'shas afrosha kova on yus koveya ve'frishon b'shnei kelim. There's no zicha of an amira in the Rambam. B'shas afrosha, what did he do? B'shas afrosha, he separated the flour and put them into kelim. Not kazokt gornished. That's kviyus of mono. It's actually not, because we have a drosha kasha no data v'lo kasha hifrashto. But lule the drosha kasha no data v'lo kasha hifrashto. The Rambam was put in front of us as a seer of a case of Kavir's mono. And he didn't say a word. All he did was took the soilet and he put it in two kelim or in one kelim, whatever his choice is. And that would have been kavir's mono, lule the drosha kasha no data v'lo kasha hifrashto. It's muchach from the Rambam. The kavir's mono is not a din neder. The kavir's mono is a naya din bifnei atzmai, a chiddush from the Torah, that you're koveam, your keli. And there's a havamina, lule a drosha, you could do it later on. But not mitam neder. The sfasem is kasha, I think it's a naya neder. Kriyas ken is not a neder. Kriyas keli is a brand new din. Noirva are you? It's customary to say a chelik hadrush. The chelik hadrush is mamish mnei yabei from the sugya. Gemara Menachos kufdalavum beises azay. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok. Manish danis mincha shenei ma'bo chamisha minei tigun halolu. Fret Rabbi Yitzchok shayna. Interesting to shayna. What's the difference mincha as opposed to korban? When it comes to mincha, as Rabbi Yitzchok, there's chamisha minei tigun alolu, five different ways of frying your mincha, bringing your mincha. What's the difference, a mincha from a korban, as Rabbi Yitzchok? And Rabbi Yitzchok answers with a beautiful moshul. Moshul the melech boss of Adam. There was once a mortal king, she'osalei oyhavoi su'uda. And one of the mortal king's faithful subjects said, Your Majesty, I would like to make for you a su'uda. For your honor, in your honor, for your dea boy, but the king was very astute, and he knew that his friend, Shehu Oni, was Nebuchadnezzar, a poor guy, and the fellow could never afford to make a suda roi lamelech. So the king said to him, Omaloi, aseili min chamisha minei tigun, so make for me five different types of, as our Masha explains, five different types of frying, Kadesha ehena ehone mimcho, not that I should therefore get hanoah, have hanoah from you. So the answer is, explains Rabbi Yitzchok, mashmashno mincha. Mincha is bought by a person who can't afford to bring a behemoth for a korban. That the king gives the fellow the opportunity to express his nativa salev in one of five ways. I never understood Rabbi Yitzchok's kasha, and I never understood Rabbi Yitzchok's answer. What do we mean, Rabbi Yitzchok's kasha, maishno mincha? We're all about a behema. If I may say, Hari Alai Oila, I've got a shot, I can bring a shoy or I can bring a keves. And I can bring a shoy or bring a keves. I can bring, if I want to bring a korban, I can bring it as an oila, or I can bring it as a shlomin. That's already four options. So what's Rabbi Yitzchok's shayla? Maishno mincha, five options, opposed to four? It's a weak shaila. And also in the teretz is the nimshal is not doing it to the moshul b'chlal. Is in the moshul, the king says to the fellow, make me five different dishes. When you bring a mincha, you don't bring five different. You have a choice of one out of five. So b'chlal, what's going on over here? What's going on in the moshul? The feet of a reinu is taka meiridik. The feet of Reinu is taka meiridik. My omer b'yitzchok manishtan is mincha than korban. Mincha than korban, because the emes is the nether to bring a mincha is to be harilai mincha. And once you said harilai mincha, the nether, you've got five different options to be mekayim your nether. You don't find that by korban. You might have a choice of keves and shor, but you don't find this situation where you can be mekayim your nether in five different ways because the machvas macheshes the nishkan chelek from the nether. That's Rabbi Yitzchok's pilus. And the Teretz says lule divra mashor. The embassy says moshul oni. So the king knew omaloi aseli min from chamishay minay tigun. The feet of rain it's meiridik because he says harialai mincha. And he has the opportunity to express himself. That's what the king in the Moshul and the Nimshal is, that you can express yourself and show your love for me, says the king, by making the choice and expressing your individuality and making the choice which one of them you would like to bring. But chayyur, that shtikl the drush is only moving the feet of Oreinu. The kaviyas mama is not a chile from Nidrik Hekdish, but a naya din bifnei atzma. A good morning.